finally today, experts are worried about the long-term operational impacts of Antarctic research after the discovery of coronavirus among a group of Chilean military personnel on the continent. Antarctica has managed to remain free of coronavirus until now, but Chilean authorities have confirmed more than 30 infections at its base camp. Isabel Rowe reports.
Until now, the world's southernmost continent was free from COVID-19. But the Colonel of Antarctic Affairs in the Chilean Army, Patricio Ochoa, broke the news overnight.
A PCR test showed that 36 men tested positive for COVID-19, of which 26 were army personnel and 10 were civilians from a contractor company who were doing scheduled maintenance work at the Antarctica base.
The cases are on Chile's Bernardo O'Higgins base, located close to the northernmost tip of the Antarctic Peninsula in West Antarctica. The Chilean Army says the first cases were reported in mid-December when two soldiers fell ill with the disease. They arrived from the Magallanes region, a common takeoff point for boats bound for Antarctica, and a region that's among the hardest hit by coronavirus in Chile. Researcher Christian Nunez from Magallanes University says working in Antarctica would make you more susceptible to COVID-19.
We know that exposure to extreme weather affects a person's physiology. The condition of isolation, the changes in seasonal light with its seasonal sensitivity can also be immunosuppressive. So we know that there are several components that may further affect the person to lower their immune system in extreme conditions, and especially with the work that they do here.
Researchers working in Antarctica have gone to extreme lengths to prevent coronavirus getting into the icy continent. Australian expeditioners have isolated for 2 weeks in Hobart before travel and were COVID tested 3 times before leaving. Researchers with the British Antarctic Survey estimate approximately 1,000 people at 38 stations had safely navigated the Southern Hemisphere winter without incident until now. The University of Tasmania's Hannah Nielsen has been studying the impacts of the pandemic on Antarctica even before coronavirus arrived on its shores.
It's impacted the ways that we access, that we govern, that we imagine, that we interact with that place. It's had an impact on access. So for scientists with National Antarctic Programs scaling back their operations or cancelling their seasons, that's posed logistical challenges too for sort of getting down there to do your work, for introducing new procedures as well. We've seen impacts for tourism. So usually we would have sort of up to 70,000 tourists visiting over a summer season, and this year we have none.
She says the virus isn't likely to spread to other base camps.
But those different bases, most of them are quite separated out from each other, so they're in different locations. And Antarctica itself is a very large continent.
But the perception that Antarctica is a pure place, free of disease, is now tainted, according to Hannah Nielsen. And the way the continent runs will have to change to avoid spread.
I think it will have implications for the way operations work, and that would be National Antarctic Programs, that would be tourism operations, that is also a presence of things like fishing vessels, because it has flow-on effects for search and rescue. One of the things they're looking at there also is potential risks to wildlife.
The 36 Chileans with coronavirus are being monitored, according to an army spokesman, and they've had no major health complications yet.
That's Isabel Rowe reporting.